Chapter 8. Javert's Obsession. Some time later, Madeleine knocked on the Thénardier's door.
Good day to you. I'm here to take Cosette, he said. How much do I need to pay you for her?
The Thénardiers were very surprised at this, but they immediately sensed Madeleine's desperation and realized that this could be a good business opportunity. Monsieur Thénardier said,
Monsieur, you speak of Cosette as though she were an object. We love her like a daughter, and we don't want you to take her away. My wife would be broken-hearted.
At this, Madame Thénardier immediately put on a sad expression to confirm her husband's words.
I see, said Madeleine. Indeed, he could see right through their act. How much money will it take to compensate for your broken heart, madame?
50 francs, sir, replied Madame Thénardier immediately.
Madeleine took out 50 francs and handed it to her. At that moment, the Thénardiers sensed that they could get more money for Cosette, but they had to act fast.
The girl's mother owes us a lot of money too, they said.
How much does her mother owe you? Asked Madeleine.
85 francs,
Madame Thénardier lied.
And the doctor's visit, dear, you forgot that, added her husband. That's another 50 francs.
Yes, and that new wool dress you bought to keep her warm, that was 35 francs.
Madeleine took out 2 100-franc notes and gave it to them. The Thénardiers had a hard time hiding their excitement and pleasure. Then they brought Cosette to him. The little girl looked thin and pale. She was poorly dressed in terrible rags. No new wool dress for this child. Madeleine was surprised to see her looking at him bravely, her young eyes filled with trust. He extended his hand to her, and she put her little hand in his. Now, Cosette, your suffering is over, Madeleine told the little girl. From now on, you will always be under my protection. Come, sweetheart, let's go. An hour later, the Thénardiers heard a loud knocking on their door. It was Inspector Javert, but he was too late. Madeleine and Cosette were long gone. Javert asked Monsieur Thénardier many questions about Valjean, but Thénardier did not even know his name or where he was taking the child. Javert searched Thénardier, and he soon found the 200 francs in his pocket.
That's a lot of money. Where did you get it? Asked Javert.
That man gave it to me for the little girl, replied Thénardier.
Javert said,
You mean you sold him the little girl?
Yes, he wanted her and we have to make a living, Thénardier replied. We've got our own little girls to feed.
Selling children is illegal, Javert said. Monsieur Thénardier, you are under arrest.
Meanwhile, Madeleine took Cosette back to Montfermeil. Although he knew Inspector Javert would look for him here in his hometown, it was the only place where people knew Madeleine and would help him. And they did, even though they knew that the police were after him. Many people respected their kind-hearted mayor, remembering all the generous things he had done, and refused to think badly of him now. Every day, he and Cosette hid in someone else's home. They were fed and cared for, but they could never stay for long because Javert was always one step behind them. The search for Valjean became an obsession for Javert. He searched day and night and could think of nothing else. There were days that he did not eat or sleep. One night, Javert almost caught them just as they were hiding on a street corner, but they managed to get away. After several weeks, Madeleine had nowhere left to hide. He knew he had to take Cosette away and give her a good life, but where? With Cosette sitting behind him on his horse, they rode out of Montfermeil towards the north. After some hours, they reached a convent. Valjean knocked on the gate and quickly explained to the Mother Superior that they were being chased and needed refuge. The nun allowed them in and closed the gate behind her.
Later, when Javert knocked on the gate, the nun didn't let him in. She said that she had not seen anyone who matched the description of Jean Valjean. Madeleine and Cosette stayed in the convent for 7 years. These were good years. Cosette liked the kind nuns and felt very comfortable with them. They taught her many things, including how to pray. Madeleine painted and repaired things in the convent. He also helped with the gardening. They were happy and at peace. Madeleine learned to love Cosette like a daughter. She was a sweet, intelligent child, and she adored Madeleine like a father. Slowly, she grew into a beautiful young lady. But towards Cosette's 16th birthday, things started to change. She became restless, curious about the world outside the convent, a world that she was missing. She wanted to know and experience normal life. Madeleine realized that they would not be able to stay at the convent anymore. He wanted to give Cosette what she dreamt of, the freedom to see and experience the big, exciting world. So, shortly after her 16th birthday, Madeleine and Cosette left the refuge of the convent. The high walls of the convent had kept them away from the outside world, but they had also kept them safe and protected them from Javert. What did the future hold for them?